Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone. Good evening. How are you? I am so excited about tonight, this Monday night, the second Monday of the month. We are still celebrating in the spirit of Mother's Day. We want to thank God for all the mothers who were here to celebrate, and for those of us that was remembering our moms, we're still celebrating their memory. I thank God for my mother. I thank God for choosing Mary to be the mother of Jesus Christ. How many of you all know that's true? How many of y'all know that's right? How many of y'all know that was an honor to be the mother of Jesus Christ, who was sent to save the world? Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his love. I thank God for his son, Jesus. God, you're so good to come among us and live among us and to become like one of us, so we will not have an excuse of why we couldn't be about your business. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, and your love. One more time I say that. I want you all to get your books, pens, Bibles, paper, pencils, and share this, text some family and friends, and let them know to go on Facebook under Pastor Servant Troy Thomas page to see him live, as well as give them the number that they can call in and listen to this either live tonight or in the archives. I am going to stop for a moment and tell you who I am. I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We want you to know that this is Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio Ministry. We stand on the foundational scripture of Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So tonight we're seeking the kingdom of God, and we're going to get prepared to be included in his word to get these things that's going to be added unto us: mercy, grace, deliverance, protection, and provision. For God is all of that. I just want you all to know that God is all of that. I'm going to pray before I take a pause to see if the man of God is ready. So let's go into prayer. Let's touch and agree that God's word would do what it's sent to do. It would not come back void. God, we open up our hearts. We open up our ears. We open up our minds and our spirit to receive what you're saying on tonight. God, we ask you to just come in to our life, be our Lord and Savior. God, forgive us of every sin of omission, commission. Give us for every sin that we knew we were doing, but we want to act like we didn't. God, we want to just say, forgive us. God, if you're not through delivering us, we're not through being delivered. God, give us a more of a hunger in our spirit and our soul to want to get to know you, to want to please you, God, to want to live by your word. God, let your word and let your love saturate us. That's right, I said insaturate us. We know that it can saturate us, but God, we wanted to just take over our inner parts. God, let your word come from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, that we would think your thoughts. We will walk in your guidance. God, we will let you have total control of our lives. You would tell us what to allow to come out of our mouths. You would tell us what to allow to enter into our ear gates. You would tell us what to allow to enter into our eyes, that we may look upon things that we say, I don't hate the person, but I hate the sin. God, teach us how to love what you love. Teach us how to hate what you hate. God, teach us how to want to be about your business, how to go about your business, how to tell people all about the business of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we just ask you on tonight, God, open the doors of our heart, oh God, because we know that you're doing a new thing, God. It's a new season that's going to come upon us, God. Don't let us go out here reckless, foolish. Don't let us forget where you had us at and where you brought us to. Don't let us forget that you shut it down, God, so that you may get our attention. God, give us the mindset to say, I won't go back. I won't leave where you have brought me to. I won't leave where I've come from. I won't leave, God, because I know what you have done for me. God, keep us in your loving arms. keep us at the mindset we want to be in your loving arms, dwelling in your spirit. God, keep us, God. Hide us in your secret place, oh God. God, protect us from ourselves, God. Before we can ask you to protect us from anybody else, God, we ask you to protect us from ourselves, oh God. God, we want to just say, keep America in a place where she will stay on her knees before you, because we're living in the foundational scripture this country was built on, and God we trust. For God, we trust you with it all, because we know that America, regardless how it got here, but you are the only way to get it to the next place. God, teach us how to forgive. Teach us how to forgive, oh God. Teach us how to forgive. Teach us how to love one another, regardless of the way we look, regardless of the way we're shaped, regardless of where we're from, but teach us, oh God, because you made us in your image. Yes, oh God. We love you, Lord. We give this world back to you. From the north to the south, the east to the west, God, we give this entire world, everything on it, everything in it, and everything in the seas, we give it back to you, oh God. For you are our Lord and our Savior, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, oh Lord. Amen. Pastor, are you on the phone? Pastor Thomas?
I am here.
Are you ready to go on Facebook Live yet?
Give me 1 minute. I'm just setting some things up. I'm enjoying listening to you.
Oh. Well, you want me to talk a little while before you come on? Are you ready to? You're just going to talk while you're setting up. What you want me to do?
Give me a minute and a half, and then I'll be ready.
Okay. I thank you for this little time. Okay, I just want to say to my mothers out there, my sister and myself and a cousin of ours, we got together and we all went out to celebrate the memories of our mom. And we was having so much fun, and we was with a cousin that we had never, ever, ever hung out before with. And when we called to tell her Happy Mother's Day, we did it because we knew that she had lost her mom last month. So we was calling her to say Happy Mother's Day, and she said, what are you all going to do? And we told her what we was going to do. And she said, oh, I'm coming. And then she called back to say she wanted to laugh about it because she said, I can't believe I invited myself on you all's venture. And I explained to her, we laughed because we was calling to not only tell her Happy Mother's Day, but to invite her to come hang out with us, but she beat us to the punch. And I said all that to say, sometimes you think you're calling somebody for one thing, and you end up in calling for something else, and you end up being what they needed to be. What I mean by that, they needed to laugh. They needed to smile, because you don't know how long somebody's been going through or somebody's been crying. Come on, y'all, let's be fair. She had been crying and wondering what she was going to do, because this is not just the first Mother's Day she spent alone, but it hadn't even been a good month. And she didn't know what she was going to do because she didn't have her mother. But we, by us being first cousins, we didn't never have a tight relationship, but we talked a lot. And I just want to say to you all, pick up the phone. Call somebody. Don't just say you're saved. Don't just play like you're saved. You know, don't keep it safe. Pick up the phone, and when you tell somebody you're thinking about them, show them you're thinking about them, because you never know how you made someone's day. And just think, that was Mother's Day. And I thank God for the little time that we had a chance to spend together, because we found out something that we had never really knew about one another, and we enjoyed ourselves so. And all that was because we listened to what God told us. See, that's one of them things our foundational scripture says, and all these things shall be added unto you, when you can hear God saying, call this person. Because we never called her and talked to her. It was me, my sister Celia, and my sister Sheila. We called our cousin. And yes, she's famous, and I don't mention her name because, like she said, she don't want everybody knowing where she be at because she has stalkers. That's funny to say, ain't it? But, yeah, people be out here stalking you for one reason or another. But we just want them to stalk us for the hear the word of God. Because I'm going to tell you, the word says, the Bible says, God said. So if you want to hear something I say, just remember it's going to start off with the word of God says. Okay, so I'm going to pause now. I'm sure the man of God is ready to bring forth the word of God, because somebody going to get a hold of something tonight. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it's your turn. You ain't mistakenly call in, and you did not mistakenly look on Facebook. So tonight is your night. So grab a hold to what God has for you. Better not share with nobody too soon. Keep the word that God has given to you on tonight. Pastor, I know you're ready now, Pastor.
I went to start the live, and it wouldn't let me start the live, and so I had to start all over again. But now we okay. Now we back up.
All right. That's
ready
time. Have your way, Pastor.
Thank you once again for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio with evangelist, minister, prophetess, Renee Sylvia, a.k.a. Renee Kaiser, with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brenda Kaiser, and for all those that would join us, missionary, Evangelist Margot McCoy, and all of God's people. I want to thank you once again for being a part. I tried to tag a few people in there. They won't let me tag nobody, and I had to start over a couple times, but it's all good. I want to take the time to say happy belated Mother's Day to all of the mothers that that share their love with their children and with the world. Sometimes there are mothers that do not have children, but have that mother instinct, that mother wisdom, that mother knowledge, and that mother love that they are willing to share with the world. And for that, I don't know about nobody else, but I am eternally grateful for that. My mother has been gone a little over 2 years now, and there are some women that have stepped up to they can't really fill her shoes, but they can fill in for a moment. And I want to name three people specifically, which is Apostle Bernice Williams. Apostle Bernice Williams. I want to also talk about a Pastor Bernice Smith of the Powerhouse Chicago, Inglewood. I also want to name Mother Frank there in Indiana. Also, never forget, I always had other mothers that was related to my own mother, which is my aunt Linda Handy, missionary Linda Handy, as well as my aunt Pastor Deborah Mack. And I have a host of female cousins that are, some are a little older, some a lot older, but they have still loved me the same way. And thank you for all that called and checked on me, because it seemed like this year was a harder year for me to deal with the loss of my mother than even last year. But I thank God that through the midst of it, through the words from my pastor, Archbishop William Hudson III, he said that you can make it through. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to have woe is me, but you can make it through if you really want to make it. And I thank God for those encouraging words. I heard a song in my spirit. I had some good days. I had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, but I won't complain. Why? Because God has been good to me. He's been so good to me. More than my eyes could ever see, he's been good to me. Once again, thank you for joining us here, Facebook Live, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Before I get started, I want to say a word of prayer. Pray along with me. Bow your head, close your eyes, and just pray along with me for a moment. Father, we thank you and we glorify you for all things. Father, as usual, your word says, and everything give thanks, for this is your will concerning us. And Father, we're so grateful. We're so honored that you have taken the time to spend time with us. Father, we're so grateful and we're so honored that you've taken the time to be a part with us. And Father, we're thankful that you kept us another day, another hour, another second, another minute. Father, there have been some that went on. But Father, we're still here. Father, we're grateful for the purpose and the plan that you have for us, for the reason why we're still here. Father, we ask you right now to word our mouth. Father, open up our ears and our hearts and our minds to receive this word that you have given us to share with your people on tonight. Let your anointing and your power be great. Let your glory be sufficient. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify the Father. Once again, if we have said, if we have done something that was not pleasing in your sight, Father, forgive us. and wash us and make us clean. Father, for our desire is to please you. Our desire is to please you. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And once again, we say have your way. Once again, Father, we say have your way. And for this, we give you praise. For this, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen. I want to, Evangelist Cuffy, God bless you. My cousin Sylvia Jones, all the way in Cleveland, Ohio, God bless you. She understands my fight about it. She lost her mother last year. And so I know those of us have lost parents. It's a very touchy subject at times. But I want you to know, I want you to know that there is nothing that God has put on us and put around us or have us come in contact with that we cannot make it through. I tell you oftentimes that God brought us to that thing. He brought us through the thing, and he's guaranteed to bring you out. Do me a favor and tell yourself, say, self, he brought you to it. He brought you through it, and he's bringing you out. If he hasn't brought you out already, he's about to bring you out. And listen to me. I hit God when he's saying, yes, better is the end of the thing than the beginning thereof. The beginning of it says that I don't know how I'm going to handle it. The beginning of it, no, how did I get to this position? And sometimes while you're going through, you're murmuring and you're complaining, and you're trying to figure out a way to get out of it. But I tell you, if you acknowledge him in all thy ways, if you yield yourself and you ask him and you obey him, as he brought you to it, as he brings you through it, he is guaranteed to bring you out. He said, for I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you until the very end. Tonight, I want to have a conversation with you. I want to talk to you about that's not me. Once again, I want to talk. I want to share with you tonight and on a topic concerning that's not me. Do me a favor, if you're on here with Facebook Live with me, whether or not I can see you or whether or not you're just listening or looking, type in the comment section just for little old me so I can know that you're hearing me and that you can understand what I'm saying. That's not me. That's not me. As I begin to read and talk about a familiar passage of scripture for those of us that have been in church a long length of time, Pastor Walton, I want to talk about I was in the barbershop, Pastor Walton, and I want to give a shout out to all the good barbers out there. I'm going to name a few of them that I know there's some great barbers and patronize them. Donnell Wallace of the Hair Doctors there in Maywood, Illinois. There's another one, Larry Roberts Jr. out south. He has his barber colleges. Eric Powell, a great barber as well. Good young man, great dude. Omar Gilbert, another guy. I don't know the name of his shop, but I know these are some great barbers. If you want to get your hair fried, dyed, and laid to the side, they can look out for you. Just want to throw that shout out there. Once again, I want to talk about that's not me. Come and go along with me to Acts the 9th chapter, and let's start at the first verse. But let me go back to this. In the barbershop, we were beginning to talk about, I saw a young man I call him a young man. He's a little older than me. And he began to talk to me. We began to talk about a few things, and he said, Reverend, I can see the change in your life. Now, we played basketball together for years. We've been, you know, we hung around some people, some good people and not so good people we hung around. But yet and still, we've known each other and known of each other for quite a few years. And we began to talk about maturity. We began to talk about the change of life. We began to talk about things that we may have done. Some things that we may share, some things we may not share. Some things that when we do share, how do we share it and the purpose in which we decide to share it for. And so then we begin to talk about, he said, Reverend, there are some people out there that I've had talked to or come in contact. They don't know who you were. They don't know where you came from. He said, but I look at you when I see you, when I hear you talk. He said, what you don't know is I'm on your Facebook page and I hear you talking. I just don't say nothing. He said, but I enjoy you while you're talking. He said, the thing is we have to let people know that you really don't know who I am. You really don't know where I came from. You may know what you think. You may know of me, but you don't know me. At the same time, he began to talk about, he said, do me a favor. When you get a chance, talk about that's not me. I said, what you mean? His name is Country. He said, Country. Country said, he says, that's not me. He said, that's who I was. That's not who I am now. And because that's not who I am now, I don't have to walk that way. I don't have to talk that way. I don't have to be ashamed of who I was because who I was has made me who I am now. Come on, somebody. Hey, Pat, you ought to tell somebody in the room with you. You ought to tell yourself who I was made me who I am now. Come on. Let me tell you something. The Bible says forgetting those things, brother, behind, which means you have to come from behind to go forward. here it is in a particular scripture as it brings me to this passage of the scripture of Acts the 9th chapter. I'm going to start with the first verse. I may not read it all, but I want to get to the point of the point and the heart of the matter. Here it is. It says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, Who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Is it hard for thee to kick against the brick? And he trembled, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, thou have me to do. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go unto the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. The seventh verse says, And men which journeyed with him stood speechless. Men around him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him unto Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. He had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he may receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, and bear my name for the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name. Once again, if you give me a moment, I want to talk about that, not me. I know I read a long scripture, but I had to get to the point. Every point was necessary. Here it is. If you know your Bible, if you know anything about Saul, he was a man that persecuted the people that called themselves Christians. He was a man that persecuted those that called on the name of the Lord. He felt he was righteous in the manner in which he did things, even though that was his own way of thinking, his own belief. Watch this. We have done and we have said, we have been a part of things that we believe we were doing the right thing. We believe we had the right of way to say things, to act toward people, felt we were justified in what we're doing. I preached a message a long time ago that was called Justified Homicide. In other words, what happens is, in the world, what happens is, if you kill a person in a place of, as you're defending yourself, it's called justified homicide, which means you only end up killing the person based off of you protecting your own life. So here it is. We go around and we do things because we believe we are justified on why we're doing things to serve a purpose of quote-unquote protection, to quote-unquote to serve things to make us happy, to bring joy and peace to ourselves. But not knowing what we are doing, what we are saying, how we are doing, how we are saying, who we are interacting with, and how we are interacting, are damaging other people, damaging their self-esteem, damaging their pride, damaging their mentality, their emotion, and their stability. But we're doing things in our own way. The Bible talks about that in the last days that men would do things that seems right in their own eyes, which means as long as they believe it's right, it is right. They convince themselves of wrong things that have become right. there are a lot of things going on in this earth today, in the United States, in the state of Illinois, in the state of Ohio, in Michigan, in California, in Georgia, in Mississippi, in Florida. They have sanction that goes against the Bible, that it is okay for these things to happen because every love is love. Uh-huh. Love is love, and love don't make no difference how you love, long as you love. To a degree, that is true. But there are certain things that God put in place that call for, that he ordained for a purpose. He ordained to be fruitful and to multiply. He ordained to bring multiplication to the earth, not just addition, but multiplication. If you're not multiplying, if you're only adding, you're in the wrong position. So then here it is. Saul decided that he had the right of way. He got the okay from them to get the right to, if he find those that were calling on the name of the Lord, that were saying that they were saved, he had the right to bind them and bring them to their death. But once again, while he was on his way to do his duty, God had another plan and assignment for his life. So here it is, my brothers and sisters, I want to share with you that God has another plan and assignment for your life. What you think you're going to do, how you think you're going to do it, how you've written out how your plan is, because you have not asked God, have you? Because you have not sought God, because God has a plan for your life that you have not yet tapped into, he's going to bring you to that place of hearing and understanding. What happened to Saul? There was a light that shined on him that blinded him. The light began to talk to him. The light is God himself. The light is Jesus himself to let him know, here I am. I will not be moved. I shall not be moved. God had to illuminate some things in your life to let you know what you were doing in your life was just not okay. I've heard Mr. Renee Kaiser talk about that she believed at one point in time the things that she was doing, it was okay. She said it didn't always feel good at the same time she was doing, but she remembered as she was growing up and being taught and being raised, there was Jesus himself. Knowing who Jesus is, knowing his power, knowing his plan for our life, it began to get down on the inside of her, and the things that she was doing wrong didn't feel good no more. It didn't become fun no more. It became as if something is going wrong up in here. So as she began to recognize the wrong in her life, there must have been a change in her life. The songwriter says, he said, a wonderful change has come over me. The change that has come over me is a change of Jesus Christ. Is a change of salvation, is a change of deliverance, is a change of freedom. So how did Saul begin to go to the place of freedom? Because Saul then at that point began to feel the light of the Holy Ghost, began to feel the light and the power of God. It began to shine on him, and Jesus began to talk to him, and he said, Saul, thou me. Why is it that? Why are you kicking against the brick? Why are you fighting against me? What have I done to you? Have I not given you air to breathe? Have I not given your lungs in function? Have I not given you eyes to see? Have I not given you tongue to talk? Have I not given you bread to eat? Have I not given you shelter to protect you? Have I not given you the money that you need to provide your desires as well as your needs? Is he not the God that Jeremiah said? He said he may not come when you want him, but he's guaranteed to be with you. Just on time, my Lord, today. So then in the midst of what was going on, the time frame when this was going on, he had to go to a place by being blinded by the light. So then when he got there, Ananias said, I heard of him. How many times have you been around people and they say, oh, I heard of you. I don't know about you, Cousin Sylvia, but I've been playing at churches and I've been a part of the music staff or been in fellowship with some people. And they begin to tell me, I've heard about you, Troy. I've heard about you, Pastor Troy. And there were always some good things that they heard about me. But when they begin to take the time to get to know me for themselves, they apologize to me. What did they say? Auntie Margo, they said, you're not who they say that you are. You're not the person that they say to how you were going to act and how you were going to represent yourself. You're completely opposite of what they say you were going to be. And so then I said, but you know what it is? At one point in time, I was exactly who they said I was. I was acting in the manner in which they claimed that I was acting. There it is. Here is a saying, Superintendent Pastor DeAndre Patterson of the Miracle Revival and the Destiny Worship Center, he would often say, I am not who they say I am. I've done what they said I did, but I am not who they said I am. Once again, I've done, past tense, what they said I did, but I am not who they say I am. I am not that person anymore. I don't walk like that. I don't talk like that. I don't live like that. I don't abide like that. Who I was is not who I am anymore. So here it is, Paul, because of the light that was shining in his life began to change. What happened? He found himself on his way to Damascus. He found when he got to Damascus, he hooked up with Ananias. But watch this. It says, as he arose, he went, it's a sight verse that says, and there he was 3 days without sight. 3 days he was without sight. And at the time when he did not see, he understood, it's time for me to kill this flesh. It's time for me to take down the things that I have used to stand strong in my belief. Because that's my belief, but I call myself a Christian doing the right thing. But that is not the belief and the plan and the timing of God our Father. And so then what he did was, the Bible says, these times come only by prayer and fasting, by fasting and praying. So then he realized at that moment who I was, what I was doing, it had to change. And so then at the change, he had to kill the flesh. Do me a favor and type in the comment section, I got to kill the flesh. Because as you kill the flesh, it brings you from where you were to where you're going. I feel some kind of way, and I need to calm down. Once again, type in the comment section, I have to kill this flesh. Because as I begin to die daily, as I begin to fast and to pray about the strongholds in my life, as I begin to fast and pray to bombard heaven to get closer to God, the things that I wanted to do, the desires that I had, they begin to change. Not just change the desires, but the people that I hung around, the time that I hung around, the reason why I hung around, I had to change, but I had to kill this flesh. The Bible says that in this, I got to calm down, I feel some kind of way, that in this flesh dwell no good thing. Oh, you don't believe me? How many times did those of us that have children, did you have to teach your baby how to tell a lie? Now, you didn't have to teach them. They lied automatically because in the flesh, see, but when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, Uncle Anthony, then we became saved. And in salvation, it began to change in our heart. It began to change in our soul. The things, it's not just the same. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. The way I used to talk, I don't talk no more. Where I used to walk, I don't walk no more. It became an actual lifestyle. And so then for Saul, it became a lifestyle. He said, I'm going to kill this flesh at this moment because I can't take this over into the new place. The Bible says you can't put new wine in old sin. The taste don't change. It's going to kill the change. It's going to taint the change. As you begin to drag your past into your future, it's just messing up your future endeavors. It's slowing you down. It's bringing infection. It's bringing those things that God did not ordain. That's why he said, forget them and move forward. Forget it and press past it. Forget it and keep on going. In the movie, Finding Nemo, Dory kept saying, I got to keep swimming. Just keep swimming. One more time. Oh, Lord. Do me a favor. Type in the comment section. Just keep swimming. I know that it may sound a little silly because it's a child's movie, but it has a very, very valid point. She was saying, if you just keep swimming, if you just keep moving, if you just let go of that stuff that said if you want, don't make it. Hallelujah. And we just told you that you weren't going to do it. Let me tell you something. The Bible says I can do all things. There is nothing that I cannot do when I add God into the equation. My Lord, today, so then in the midst of what's going on, the old man, the killer of God's people, the killer of my purpose, the killer of my destiny, that infection mentality that I had, I can't take it over to the new place I have. So what he had to do, he had to kill the flesh by fasting and praying. My God, today. So in this point, I had to tell you, what God has given me today, he gave me to tell you, I'm not that person. That's not me. That's not me anymore. Yes, that's who I was back then. That's what I did back then, but that's not me anymore. As I sat in the barbershop, the man told me that I didn't even know Uncle Anthony was paying me any attention in that matter. He told me, they don't know who you are, Reverend. They don't know that who you was made you who you are today. Oh, Lord. who you was made you who you are today. The Bible says that that when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away those childish things, which means I matured. I grew up. Important then, but it's not important now. It wasn't important then, but now it's important. It has relevance to my life. Those things back then, they were temporal. They were immature. They were unnecessary. But now I come into a new mentality, a new place, because I am new. Hallelujah. For all things are passed away. I feel some kind of way. And behold, all things have become new in my life. Why? Because I just kept swimming. Oh, Lord. I kept swimming past the drama. I kept swimming past the disease. I kept swimming past luck. I kept swimming past what told me what I wasn't going to do, how I wasn't going to make it. I kept swimming past, but I only kept swimming because I had to remind myself that I am an overcomer. I had to remind myself that I am the head and not the tail. I am above. I am not beneath. I am the lender. I am not the borrower, because I got to keep swimming. Mm-hmm. I'm acting like my brother right now because I feel some kind of way. But I'm going to come on back. So I have to keep, so I kept swimming past all of the garbage. I kept swimming and kept swimming past all the stuff that tried to kill my mind, try to kill my soul, try to kill my victory, try to kill my deliverance, try to kill my peace of mind. I had to keep swimming past it because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You got to tell yourself, that's not me. That's not me no more. Here it is. I once was 17. I once was 27. I once was 37. But I'm on my way to 47. What I was then, I am. Oh, Lord. I am no more. Who I was then, I'm not that person no more. It's not because of my own doing. It's not because of my own mentality. It's not because of who I think I am. It's because of the God, the light that is shining down on the inside. Oh, Lord. Why? Mm-hmm. It's because of the light. Because I determined that I should be the light that sit on the hill that should not be here. Oh, Lord. Woo! So then, I'm not that person no more. I'm not that person who walk around chasing skirt after skirt after skirt to get a score, to make myself feel some kind of way. That's not who I am no more. I ain't got time for that. I got a charge to keep and a God to glorify. So that's who I was, but that's not who I am. That's not me anymore. I thank God for where he brought me. So I said, look how far he brought me. I'm not what I used to be. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. That song might be a little old for some of y'all, but I'm telling you right now, God is able to do, hallelujah, yeah, he's going to fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, hallelujah, because he won't give up on you, for he is able. He is able. He is more than able. Do me a favor. When you get off here, Facebook Live, tag Pastor Troy and say, that's not me, hallelujah. Act 9, if you go down a little further, you'll realize that they were scared when he got into the mountain. They were scared to get close to him. And so they what they decided to do, they were going to kill him. But the disciples found out what was going on, and they put him over the wall. Let me tell you something. The devil want to kill the promise that God gave you. And so that God is going to send a rescue to put you in the basket to bring you over the wall. He's going to put you in a place of safety to get you to the next level because he ain't done with you yet. The songwriter say, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. But when God gets through with me, I shall come forth. I shall come forth with you. For joining us. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes, my Lord, today, Father, we thank you and we glorify you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the encouragement. Father, that's not us anymore. Father, for the old things have passed away. And Father, all things have become new. All things have become new in my life. A new way of talking, a new way of walking, a new way of loving, a new way of living. a new way of giving. Father, I thank you and I praise you that that's not me no longer. That's not me any longer. That's who I was. I thank you that who I was brought me to who I am. That who I was brought me to who I am. But I am the head. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am the head. I am not the tail. I am above and I'm not beneath. Hallelujah. I'm the lender and I'm not the borrower. But it's only because of you, Jesus, that I am an overcomer. And Father, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise for what you've done. Father, not just what you've done in our life, but Father, what you're about to do. Hallelujah. For you're finna do greater. Hallelujah. You're finna do greater. Hallelujah. Because my now season is in play. Because now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. And Father, we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory. But that's not me. That I am a new place and for that I'm grateful. And Father, let my light shine brighter. Let the light of you, let your glory inside of me, your power and your authority inside of me. Just like you gave Saul the Holy Ghost, let your Holy Ghost power engulf me. Let it engulf me. Let it saturate me. Let your power fall down on me. Hallelujah. Let your power fall down on me, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And these things shall be done. Hallelujah. It shall be done. It shall be done. Hallelujah. It shall be done. It shall be done. And we give you praise. And we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise, Jesus. Because you're a good God. You keep making a way. I thank you, Jesus. I'm not who I used to be. I thank you that you brought me over. I thank you that you brought me out. I thank you that you keep doing a great thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Get down on the inside, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Get down, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord. Oh, I can't help. I'm trying to hold myself. But I thank God that he brought me out. I thank God that he brought me over. I thank God that who I used to be helped make me who I am today, who I am today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Woo! Come on, give him glory. Come on, give him praise. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 Lord. Woo! It's because of the light when I was on my way to hell, when I was on my way to death, it was the light of God that shined down on me. It was the light of God that brought deliverance in my life. It was the light of God that took my speaking thinking. Hey. Woo! Woo! my God today. All right. Woo! Thank you for joining us here on Facebook. Woo! That's right, Nicole. He snatched me out of the horrible pit of darkness. My Lord. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. If you're not busy this Sunday at the 2:30 hour at 4344 West Madison, come and join us and be blessed with the Lord. Thank you. I love you. And I praise you. Just like that Antoine Thomas. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. He always trying to start something. I don't know about you. Time to praise him for what he did and for how he did it. I don't know about you. It's because of what he done, how he done it. Because that's not me no more. Woo! I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. Woo! Yeah. Come on, just do me a favor and just take about 10 seconds and praise him. Take about 10 seconds and praise him. Come on, just take 10 seconds and praise him that he brought you out. Come on, praise him that he brought you over. Come on and praise him that he delivered you. Come on and praise him that he freed you. Come on and praise him because he's a good God. Come on, praise him. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's all you need is about a good 10 seconds. Hey. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Hey, Mona, I feel some kind of way. They said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out. Thank you for joining us here on Facebook Live. Good Pastor Troy. Do me a favor one more time. Go to your Facebook page and tag Pastor Troy and say, that's not me. That's not me no more. I got 10 more seconds in me. Hold on. Woo! Yeah. I don't normally do this on Facebook Live, but that's how I feel. Yeah. I love you. Ain't a thing you can do about it. That's not me no more. Woo! Thank you. God bless you. I love you. Ain't a thing you can do about it. God bless you. Thank you. And Father, be grateful. And it is so. And so it is. It is so. And so it is. It is so. And so it is. And as I always say, hashtag, let us pray. Woo!
My God. That's not me no more.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's not me no more. God, I thank you for the word on tonight. That's not me no more. When the things you used to do don't even excite you no more, when they used to be exciting, when they used to, you couldn't wait to get up, get dressed, get out to go do what you used to do, and all of a sudden you say, that's not me no more. When people run up on you, walk up on you, come and sit down and talk to you and say, you ain't who they say you was, because that's not me no more. Oh, my God. when your lifestyle has started to change and people can see it in you, and they look at you and say to you,
woo!
That ain't you no more. See what I'm talking about? That's God. That's God. That's God. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the evidence. God, I thank you for the recognition, God. I thank you, Lord, because I can honestly sit here and say, that's not me no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you for the word. Pastor, you pulled it on us tonight. You pulled it on us tonight. I thank God for releasing you to release the word into us. Release the word on us. Release the word over us. I thank God because I receive it. I receive it. That's not me no more. Mm. Thank you, Lord, that I didn't die in my mess. Thank you, Lord, I live to be able to say that's not me no more. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The lines are open. Whoever want to bless this man of God, go ahead and speak up because I know you've been blessed on tonight. The lines are open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the revival on tonight. Thank you for the refreshing on tonight. Thank you for the renewal on tonight. I could just go on and on and on. But the man of God has already preached. He's already worshiped. He's already danced. And all we can do is just join in and say hallelujah and thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anybody else want to share that's not me no more with the man of God? This is your time to put it out there.
My God, today. Lord, have mercy.
I'm waiting to see if anybody going to come down for a minute. I know they caught up. Ooh, God, I thank you. I just wanted to say to you all, I told you at the beginning of the service, get ready because somebody was going to receive a release. And I know you've been released on tonight to realize that's not me no more. God, I thank you for the word. I thank you right now, God. Pastor, do you have anything you want to share with us on tonight about what you have coming up?
Oh, no. We got a Pentecost service Sunday, fourth Sunday at 2 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. We're going to have a high time in God. If there's ever a Sunday that you made it to service, that would be the Sunday that you want to make it.
Yes.
God is going to have his power and his authority. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So, Pastor, we're going to ask you to pray us out after I give the final announcements. I just want to say it one more time. That's not me no more. Ooh, that thing that got in me. That's not me
indeed.
No more. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all for tuning in on Facebook Live. Thank you all for tuning in on Blog Talk. We thank you all for being faithful to the ministry. We thank you all for just supporting this man of God. We thank you for just, like I said, continue supporting Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministries. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I'm just so caught up with the word on tonight. That's not me no more. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Join us on this Friday coming up. It's the second Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I told y'all I was caught up. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Prophet Antoine Thomas. Also join us on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. Come back next Monday. It's the third Monday of the month, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Minister Margo McCord. Please share this video. Go back and look at it. Please tune in. Later on Facebook, you will see the archives for Smile 3. You can listen to this service again. Share it, share it, share it. Somebody needs to hear this word. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I already did post on my Facebook page, "That's Not Me No More," for Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Please pray us out on tonight.
Father, we thank you. We glorify you for your move, for your move is great. Father, we're grateful for the time that we've had to share. Father, we thank you that we understand that you told us, "That's not me no more." Father, you are a great God, and we're so grateful, and we're so honored for you stopping by just to touch us once again. Father, you've done great things for us. And Father, we want to never forget all that you've done. Now, Father, not just what you're doing, what you've done, but Father, what you're going to do in our lives. And Father, we're grateful. Father, we bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. Father, we ask you for rest in our bodies, peace in our hearts, so that when we lay down, when we rise in the morning, we have full strength and what we need in our body. And Father, for this we give you glory, for this we give you praise, in your Son Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every minister, every elder, every missionary, every evangelist that's affiliated with Smile 3E, Blog Talk Radio Ministry. Father, I ask you to gird them up, give them the strength that they need within this season. Father, it may seem like the attack is coming from every hand, but Father, the attack is trying to distract from your promise our promise and our purpose and our victory. And Father, we give you praise and glory, and we call everything done. We decree and we declare that today our victory is overshadowing us by your power and your authority. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone. Love you with the love of the Lord.
Good.